Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
All right, we have a special guest. We have two special guests. Three special guests. All right, we have Hayden.
Oh, thank you for including me.
Micah Fitzpatrick, and we have TJ Watt. Appreciate you guys coming on.
Appreciate you having us.
We got to address the scandal, though. Take us back. Baltimore game, end of the season. There's a scuffle between two players.
One made a mistake.
One guy made a mistake. There was an argument. Minka, what were you thinking in that moment?
Which moment? What are you talking about?
The scuffle between me and you.
Man. You know what I was thinking.
No, I don't know what you're thinking. You know that's what I'm asking.
This is what I was thinking.
Were you conscious or were you blacked out?
Was I blacked out?
Yeah.
I wasn't blacked out. Okay. I just knew that you knew better.
How did I know better?
Come on, man.
You still think I'm in the wrong? Do you still think I'm in the wrong?
I saw the play, you punched the ref in the face, and you hit him in the face.
Did I?
Inadvertently.
It wasn't even that. It was an extra little oomph you gave the guy. And I know you're an experienced player, you're a vet, you've seen a lot of football, you know what I'm saying? And I know that a lot of dudes would be like, you know, iffy to say so. So I feel like in the moment I said so.
You big dog, D-Row. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounded like.
So the guy grabbed me like this.
And you were like this.
That was a little extra. Yeah.
Yes.
Punched Herbert, punched a ref. It was a reoccurring foul. That's why they called it.
Okay, let me tell you what I was thinking. It was a play. It got strung out. We stopped it. I'm trying to get up. And there was a – huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Explain yourself.
I get pulled back down, and I get a penalty trying to hold myself up. So the Mink comes up to the sideline. What were you thinking? And I'm like, Micah.
It's not worth
you really going to snap at me like this right now? We about to do it? They gave up we gave up a freaking touchdown after that. I was already hot.
He thinks about this.
I do think about this. What did you think about the situation?
I probably was just getting water somewhere. I don't know. I don't even remember this happening.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember anything.
Peacemaker.
He probably was. So, how many years have you been with the Steelers now?
This is year five.
Year five.
This season, yeah.
Take us back to when you got traded to the Steelers. Were you shocked that it actually happened like that?
That I got traded or that I went to the Steelers?
Both.
No, I wasn't shocked that I got traded because we were talking trade. Well, I was talking trade talks on my end since like the beginning of camp. But was I shocked that it was the Steelers? I didn't know where I was going. Chris Greer was, keeping me up to date on who was offering, but he didn't tell me, what was what. And then when he told me it was the Steelers, I was excited. I heard a lot of good things about Coach T. It's a winning program, winning culture. So I was excited.
I tell you, I was really excited because I feel like you changed our defense a lot. Just being that ball hawk and safety, we really needed. I was surprised it happened like that because we got the text. We were like, we just traded a first rounder for safety. I was like, oh, damn, this happened fast. And then the game after, it was just like you started having turnovers. It was crazy.
No, it definitely happened fast because we got traded Monday night.
You take it.
Did you even know the playbook by then?
No, I didn't know the playbook, bro. They said you got the post, you got a blitz, and you got a flat, and that was it. That's all I knew. That's it. I was learning as we were going.
TJ, what'd you think about the trade at the time?
I thought it was great, man. It helped our football team out a lot, and obviously when you have a guy come in that demands a lot of attention and respect, it helps the unit as a whole. And when one guy is creating all those turnovers, you get that blood in the water and it makes everybody around him better and that much more hungry to make turnovers and make those plays. And that's why I think we've all just kind of been feeding off each other for these past 4 or 5 years that Mink's been here.
You brought up water. You had a viral moment this off season.
I felt today. I almost tripped today going to the hot tub. I was looking at my phone and I literally tripped. And the old guy back there was like, "Are you okay, sir?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm all right."
What did you think about when you saw the video of TJ falling in the water trying to play pool boy?
I thought he was a way better athlete than that. That's all I thought.
But I came out clean. That doesn't stand for anything.
No, you didn't come out clean.
Clean? Yeah, you was wet. What you mean?
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't. I didn't get hurt or anything. You see the ankle? You see the ankle mobility? You see
I
how long?
That. I seen that. Yeah, I seen that. That was impressive.
Oh my god!
Shit, that man.
I gotta take you back, TJ. There's a song you hate. The Friends theme song.
Oh yeah. I'll be there for you. All right. What was that? Cincinnati or was that Cleveland?
Cincinnati. It was Cincinnati.
So this is when we had roommates. So me and Cam Canada were rooming together, and it's like 10:30, 11, and all I hear is like it's one of those rooms where like you have the door connecting the rooms, and you hear "I'll be there for" loud as heck. 30 minutes later, "I'll be there for" it's 11:30. And neither we don't know who it is. So like I'm trying to poke at Cam, like, "Hey bro, go see what's going on out there. Like, we need to figure out who it is." Yeah. And neither of us wanted to say anything because we didn't know who it was. So we're sitting in there sleeping with our Bose headphones on, and we're still hearing it. Yeah. Cam Kennedy goes out there at like 1 o'clock finally, because it's still "I'll be there for you." And he knocks on the door. Joe Hayden comes out, and he comes out and he goes, "What do you want?" He's like, "Turn that down or turn that stuff down." And he goes, "No," and you close the door, and then we heard it again, and then it just stopped. He fell asleep with his Normatec boots on.
Yeah, okay, so my side of the story, it was like I fell asleep extra early, and I had my Normatec boots on. Mm-hmm. So it was already turned up pretty loud.
Loud. Because
you can't hear anything when you got the Normatec boots on. So I fell asleep, and now I hear do-do-do-do-do at my door at like 12 o'clock at night. So I wake up from it, and I'm like, "Who the heck is knocking on my door right now?"
Angry.
Cam.
So I don't even think I said no. I just slammed the door back in his face.
Yeah. That's how you know you have kids. You fall asleep with Normatec boots, the TV blaring. Like, how do you even fall asleep like that?
Is this the night before a game? You watch Friends the night before a game?
Yeah. It was easy.
Dude, he's watching Jersey Shore right now.
We've had that conversation. Trust me. Every day I get a text about what season he's in. He's like, "They just went to Italy." I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, you said like GTL yesterday at practice. I was like, "What is that?" It's like Jim Tan Laundry, bro. I was like,
"You just compared Snooki to Casey Hampton."
What are you guys watching?
Queen's Gambit right now. I just started it because you told me to.
Oh, he thinks he's good at chess now.
I am good at chess.
Did you beat me last time?
Well, you're running.
Did you beat me last time?
You're ducking.
Did you beat me last time?
We drawed.
He's got this annoying thing where he goes, "You're only as good as your last game," so he probably won't play you again.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
He says that every time he wins a game, then he never does it again.
You don't come down to the game room? Why not?
I'll be asleep.
Who's the best at Jenga?
Me. Oh, we played today.
100%. Me.
Who's the worst at Jenga?
Alex Highsmith.
Oh, he has that shaky hands.
Awful. I don't think every game he's played, I think he's lost. I got a pretty steady hand.
Who's the worst at Scrabble?
He didn't play Scrabble.
Yeah, I didn't really play Scrabble. Scattergories. I play a lot.
Okay, let's do who's the worst of Scattergories?
Scattergories, I think the person who has, like, the most out-of-the-box, like, off answers, probably Gunner.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bro, so we did. So we were playing the other night, and whoever got the least points had to draw with a crayon. We disrespected them so much that we took the pen away and they had to use a crayon. Gunner had the crayon, like, three times in a row.
Terrible.
So we've asked Najee about you, and he said in his eyes you could do no wrong in Coach Saban's eyes.
That's not true whatsoever.
Why does everybody think that?
I don't know why. Because they're never in the DB meeting room. That's why. The amount of times I got cussed out by that man is ridiculous. But on the field, I do my job for the most part. But once we go back and watch the film and, you know, dig into the nitty gritty, he'll get on me. But he's one of those dudes, if you're doing your job, he's gonna let you do what you got to do.
So did you play with Najee?
One year.
Was he hard on Najee?
Yeah, he was hard on Najee. He's hard on everybody, man. If he loves you and cares about you and wants to play well, which is most of his players, he's going to get on you.
I can respect that. Speaking of college coaching, how do you feel about Luke Fickell at Wisconsin now, TJ?
I feel good.
Feel good? I feel like you guys are going to win games?
I mean, we better win some games. I don't know, man. It's
one of the standard over there. Just win some games.
It's hilarious, bro. It's so funny, isn't it?
My bad, man. My bad.
That's all you got?
I feel like we should win some games. I feel like it's a lot of cultural change, a lot changing in one season. So I'll be really interested to see how year one goes. But as far as recruiting and everything, it seems like everything's heading in the right direction. So I'm excited to see how they perform.
If we could talk about new faces we got, Pat P, a guy like Nick Herbig for you, Keanu Neal coming over, really KZ being thrusted in a different role. What are you guys looking from those new faces?
I think just spark and juice and energy, like talking about when Mink came here. It's all about doing the best you can possibly do at your job and what can you bring to this team. Because Coach T says all the time, it doesn't matter where you come from, everybody's here for a reason and a purpose, and everybody can put their hand in the pile and create havoc defensively in their own individual way. And that's what's so cool about adding dynamic players. And you see the development of all our whole team out here from training camp from day one to today. It's just we're creating a unit that feeds off each other and flies around, and we're creating our own identity right now that's going to be different from all the other years past, because we have all these different types of players coming from different teams with different experience, whether it's college or it's like a veteran like Pat P or Keanu Neal. And I think it's creating a special unit, and it's going to be a lot of fun this season.
No, I don't think I could say it any better. I think just all the new faces that we have, I think identifying what they can and can't do, finding their role in our system, in our scheme, and just learning how to play Steelers football. That's fast, physical, fundamental. That's a D-line going to rush. That's the secondary covering, keeping the lid on it so you guys can eat, and then vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So it's causing chaos and just finding your role within that. And I think we've done a great job. You know, we've been a little beat up in the secondary, but the days that we've had a healthy secondary, it's looked really good.
I got one question. Cam tells a story about the time you wore the green dot.
Oh man.
Can you tell us what that experience was like and why you don't wear it anymore?
Green dot, week one, I think in 2018 or 2019 up in New England.
Yes.
The green dot is the person who calls all the plays. And I didn't realize how like singularly focused I was in football until I got the green dot. And like how much phlegm you have to have in your mouth to actually talk. Because like I'm getting like, you know, butts. He's like, he's calling in a play in his accent, and he's like, tell so and so to stay outside, and I have no phlegm in my mouth. So I'm just like signaling calls with my hands because I don't want to talk. And then I'm trying to figure out what's going on, telling so and so to stay outside, ball snapped, I'm playing terrible. I'm running, these cords are like bouncing on my head. It was a whole nightmare. So that's my story. No, never, never again. It was miserable.
Like, you think you wear the green dot?
Well, I think I could. I think I could do it. It would be tough when I'm like in the post and I'm running, going deep and then coming back to coverage. But there's just safeties in the league that do it.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet, up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet.
21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio. Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Who's the most irrational, confident person on our team?
Someone did something today.
Irrational, confident person.
Be careful.
Yeah, no, <here's> something.
I don't know.
Man, I my dog KZ, I love him to death. I love him to death.
I'll let you take that.
Love him to death. He's not a small dude. But he's, you know, a little undersized in football. Or in the box, he's undersized. I'm undersized. I'm 6'1", 210. You know what I'm saying? 210. 211 today.
Oh. Okay.
It's a big thing for him, I guess.
I take all I can get. But he always says, when we do different rotations, he be trying to get in the box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I be like, KZ, I don't know if he won it, but he always goes, he looks at me, goes, it's about this. I'm like, that sound nice, KZ. That sound nice, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he a confident dude. You know, he got big heart, and I love playing with him. But, you know, like I said, know your role sometimes.
So I brought this question because there's a guy on our team who thinks they could be quarterback in high school. Knowing he didn't play quarterback in college.
He said he could be quarterback in high school?
Yeah, he'd go back to high school right now. Play quarterback and win a state championship in Texas.
Gunner?
No, me.
Nah, you can't throw.
I played quarterback my senior year.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, I saw your rivals video.
But that was my first ever game at quarterback.
It was like all incompletions, though.
I seen that before, actually.
I'm telling you right now, I win the state championship. Right now.
You running the ball?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'm
throwing at the kids that are going to Alabama and Texas and all that, too.
And
you throwing at them?
Yeah.
All you do is he can't play defense, though. Can't play defense.
Zone
can't
read,
play both ways.
Zone read, midline. We could get in the wing tee if you want.
TJ.
I don't know, buddy.
TJ.
You don't got that top.
That's a rock.
Are you guys?
Real quick.
We're 19, 20 miles an hour. We can check the catapult.
They can
run like 23, 24.
Who's running 23, 24?
A lot of fast dudes. Texas?
All right, dude.
He's getting worked up.
That's ridiculous.
How many fifth graders would it take to tackle you guys if you're running the ball?
It's in the open field?
Yes.
Less to tackle you.
Oh.
Or, what you mean? Yeah, you can't touch me.
Oh.
I'm too quick.
Oh.
How many you say? Then I'll just.
I'll say probably two classrooms.
Two classrooms? Like 20 room classrooms? Like,
yeah.
No, he's talking single groups. So it's like three in a class.
Chill out.
<You're tripping.
laughs> Favorite football movie?
Favorite football movie?
Yeah.
I like Remember the Titans. It's cliche, but I like Remember the Titans.
Okay. Is there anybody you think that emulates you in that movie?
In that movie?
Yeah. Or anybody that you resonate with the most?
Nah, not really.
Bertier, Julius.
Nah.
You're more a Petey guy. I can see that. Petey. Yeah.
Nah. Sunshine.
Hey, he played quarterback though, so I mean, maybe there is it. Maybe there, maybe there is something there.
All right, Sunshine. What about you,
Rudy?
That's faker than the Blind Side.
That's a great storyline.
How many guys are going into a locker room saying, "I'm not playing"?
Give it up their jersey so Rudy could get a snap.
We weren't there. We don't know.
All we so have you, is, you believe
all,
that story?
All we have is the footage.
What footage?
The film.
Oh, my gosh. TJ, you're a superstitious person, right?
A little stitious.
Traditional.
All right. What's your superstitions before again?
A big one for me is I have a picture of my grandfather who passed away in, when I was in college and was like my biggest supporter through all athletics and was at all of my practices and games. And just like no matter how bad or good I played, it was always like, good job, I'm proud of you, love you. So I always carry a picture of him with me, and that's like something I make sure to sit with and look at before the game. So it's something important to me. It's a superstition that I carry.
That's a good one. That is a good one. You also do this thing where, like, you see any, like, grass.
That's OCD. That's, like, that's just, like, to take my mind out. Like, I, like, I'm in the moment a lot, and then, like, just little things bother me.
Like what?
Like if Marcel always throws, like, the from you, you know, he'll snap the smelling salts and throw them on the ground. Yeah. And I, like, hate when they're on the field. Uh-huh. So he'll always throw them from me, and I have to, like, take them off the field.
Or, like, there'll be a piece of grass on, like, a white, like.
I pick and choose when I do it.
When it's painted. Yeah. And then he has to go up to it.
Move it.
I'm like. It bothers me.
He's locked in. Attention to detail.
Are you locked in?
Minutia.
Do you have any superstitions?
I like to call them traditions.
Oh, gosh.
I hit like two laps, like early when I first get to the stadium. Mm-hmm. I'll walk two laps around the field, and I kind of just like envision. The first lap, I'm just praying, kind of just praying over the field, praying over everybody, the team, whatever. And then the second lap, I'll be envisioning like plays on the field, calls, motions, adjustments, stuff like that. So I think that's more like a tradition, more than a superstition.
Do you guys can I ask a question about, because you guys both have good game day style, do you guys ever recycle the game day outfits,
or like to the stadium?
Once we wear them, are we putting them in the closet or are we recycling them? I don't know if I've ever seen you guys wear something twice.
I mix it up, you know. All it does is it takes a little undershirt, you change it up, and it's not the same style.
If you asked me that 2 years ago, I would have said no. I don't ever wear the same thing. Last year, I wore the jumpsuit. Like I think.
Yeah, jumpsuit. Can't go wrong with the jumpsuit. Yeah.
You changed. You changed since
up.
You got paid.
I grew up. I'm mature.
What did you buy with your first new contract? Brand new contract. What was the big purchase you did?
I really didn't do anything crazy.
You started traveling more.
I did do that.
Yeah. Italy.
Took my family to Italy.
Went to go see the Jersey Shore cast.
No, I did not. This year I got 65 Mustang. Classic joint.
Ooh, okay, man.
It's in the shop.
You're a car guy now.
I've been a car guy. Well, not like that, but I've been a car guy.
What about you, Trent, when you got your extension?
I think I bought a car right when I got extended and just got a house last year.
And then you fixed up your hair, right? Crazy.
Hair came back. this ultimate comeback story right
magical.
There.
You want to explain that hair, the hair comment?
Well, my barber's going to watch this. I was getting a haircut. And I went home. Well, I got a haircut and she was like, just gonna let you know before you leave that there's like a little spot behind here that I didn't do, so it's there. And I was like, okay, whatever. I go home and show my wife, and she's like, okay, yeah, it's a little more in the spot. Kept growing. It was like that big, and it lasted for probably like 6-7 months, and then that it just grew back. Thankfully, coming? No one knows.
Wow.
No secret formula, but we got unknown names on this team that are losing hair are reaching out to me about how they can bring their hair back. I'm just gonna say that right now.
It's one of those situations.
I don't have the right answers for them. They're asking me.
All right, last question here. You guys have young guys in your position rooms right now. You have Nick Herbig, and you have Joey Porter Jr. How are you guys grooming them, and what are you seeing them evolve into?
I'm a big monkey see, monkey do type of guy. Mm-hmm. You guys know that I'm not extremely vocal. I'm not gonna, be pulling people's teeth. I need to start doing a little more. But He's been kind of just attaching himself to myself, to Pat P, Keanu, kind of just observing our movements, mm-hmm. and, you know, finding out what fits him best, you know what I'm saying? And then obviously there's details that we'll coach him up on and groom him up on. But for the most part, it's just going about our day and making sure he sees, you know, what we're doing, being intentional about either bringing him in, welcoming him in to like, yo, come on, do these tennis ball drills with us, do this catching drill with us, you know what I'm saying? So he knows, you know, this is what an 8-time pro bowler in Pat P does. This is what Mick Fitzpatrick does. This is what Keanu, you know what I'm saying? So him seeing what allows us to have success is big.
I think it's he referred to himself as Mika Fitzpatrick. I was just it was like, whoa. I think the cool thing about Nick is like he's a football nut. He loves football, and I've been talking to him for 2 years now since he's been in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of similarities in our game. Just you can tell he's been watching a lot of like our tape here in Pittsburgh, and just asks a lot of questions and is being a sponge. They're not being overly vocal. They're just here to work and try to learn as much as they possibly can. And it's awesome to see them ask the questions, get a answer, and then see them go and display it on the football field. I think that's one of the coolest things about it. And I think the young guys like Toby and Perales are coming along too. So we have a really young and hungry group.
I want to ask you another question. Nick Herbig, he got a sack during practice, and I saw him kick his leg up. How did you feel about him trying to emulate you?
It's not going to happen anymore. You could do the kick. But if it's at the sacrifice of me having to drop for you having to rush, I'll be salty.
No, it won't be that. It won't be that.
So if he gets a sack, he does the kick.
What do I do? What's your thing? Oh, yeah. He's got a thing now.
He's got a thing. Yeah, What's the thing?
When I get a pick in the end zone, I just put the ball up. You know what I'm saying?
On a knee, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's you know Mick is fantastic.
You know what I'm saying? I got big on.
My God,
that's all there is. Good job,
bro. Anything else? You entering the home run derby?
Nah, you cover everything.
You can do it.
Who you got in the home run derby?
You can do it.
Mitch or Kenny?
No, TJ.
Are you doing it? No. You're not doing it.
I'll give you some advice, though.
I've never.
What's the advice?
So it's not glamorous. You don't go for hitting it out of the park. You go for the ones and 2 points. So you just go for contact.
Well, I'm going to do some practice swings, see how I feel. And then
are you lefty or righty?
I'm a lefty, but I bat and not golf righty. Okay.
Did you play baseball?
I played one game of T-ball, and I quit because it was too boring.
So how do you know if you're a lefty or a righty if you haven't really played?
I mean, I've swung a baseball bat before. It don't feel right.
Okay.
I've seen him swing golf club. It didn't look right either. So.
Sorry, I didn't grow up on a golf course.
Oh. I actually did grow up on a golf course. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Never played. Your brother was amazingly worse than you, though.
Yeah, he's trash. Yeah, he's not good either. What do you think about meatball?
Shrimp cocktail.
Meatball or shrimp cocktail?
Meatball is better.
Why is meatball
shrimp
better?
Cocktail is just too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we call it shrimp.
You want to call them cocktail?
Little shrimp.
What do you think about them?
What think about them?
Yeah.
I like them.
No, be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
Be real.
They ask him to do a lot, and he steps up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember me and Ike were back there last week watching practice, and I think within a 4-play span, he was doing 4 different roles. One play, he was in the slot, you know, running an option route. The next play, he was a rapper, cut, you know, blocking an outside linebacker. The next play, he's in the backfield running the ball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, he's a young dude, and he's stepping up and doing that is, you know, very honorable and you respect it.
Do you want to play special teams, TJ? You can play
tight end, right? I punted in high school.
You punted in high school?
Rugby punt.
Actually, that's on the rivals tape too.
I did play
his
13-yard punt. Yeah.
So now you did, yeah. I think I did see it. Okay, yeah, 13-yard punt. That's like 2 minutes into the video, mate. You watched the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they were showing. 10 seconds. They were making. They were watching it every away game.
Guys, we're gonna give y'all the link to the rivals.
Put it underneath the post.
Yes, so everybody can take a look at it.
Whatever, bro. Coach T always puts up the picture of the. Remember, Coach T always puts up a picture in season of like guy.
Yeah. Every Friday, Coach T puts up a picture of a newer guy or a guy.
And if we win, it stays. If we
win.
And they'll put up a picture of Cam in that blue freaking whatever uniform, and he looks the exact same.
Didn't they put up a picture of you with, like, the Justin Bieber haircut?
No, not me. Not me.
Mingle with the butt face.
Butt face, wow.
The butt chair. I got a butt chair.
That's why he's got the goatee. Oh. All right, let me wrap this up because he can go. All right, this has been another episode of Not Just Football. I want to say thank you to Minka. Thank you to TJ for showing up today. And we'll see you next time.